Section 15. Seek ye earnestly the best gifts. Reading assignment, Doctrine and Covenant, Section 46. The Seventh Article of Faith. 1 Corinthians chapters 12 through 13. Moroni chapter 10, verses 8 through 18. Our Heritage, pages 42 through 43. And pages 47 through 48. And page 63. Gifts of the Spirit are spiritual blessings or abilities that are given to the Holy Ghost. These gifts were taken from the earth during the Great Apostasy, but God restored them in the early days of this dispensation. God gives at least one of these gifts to every faithful member of His church who has received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Which spiritual gifts are listed in Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verses 13 through 25? What are some purposes of the gifts of the Spirit? Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verses 8 through 9, verses 11 through 12, and verse 26. What can you do to seek gifts of the Spirit? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 7, verse 9, and verses 30 through 33. How can a patriarchal blessing help us in understanding what blessings or gifts the Lord may have given us or may yet give to us? Scripture chain, gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. Moroni chapter 10, verses 8 through 18. Doctrine and Covenants section 46, verses 11 through 33. And the Seventh Article of Faith. End of section 15. Seek ye earnestly the best gifts. Scriptures relating to topic number 15. Seek ye earnestly the best gifts. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verses 13 through 25. 13. To some it is given by the Holy Ghost to know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that He was crucified for the sins of the world. 14. To others it is given to believe on their words, that they also might have eternal life if they continue faithful. 15. And again, to some it is given by the Holy Ghost to know the differences of administration, as it will be pleasing unto the same Lord, according as the Lord will, suiting His mercies according to the conditions of the children of men. 16. And again it is given by the Holy Ghost to some to know the diversities of operations, whether they be of God, that the manifestations of the Spirit may be given to every man to profit withal. 17. And again verily I say unto you, to some is given by the Spirit of God the word of wisdom. 18. To another is given the word of knowledge, that all may be taught to be wise and to have knowledge. 19. And again to some it is given to have faith to be healed. 20. And to others it is given to have faith to heal. 21. And again to some is given the working of miracles. 22. And to others it is given to prophesy. 23. And to others the discerning of spirits. 24. And again it is given to some to speak with tongues. 25. And to another is given the interpretation of tongues. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 7, 9, and verses 30 through 33. 7. But ye are commanded in all things to ask of God, who giveth liberally, and that which the Spirit testifies unto you, even so I would that ye should do in all holiness of heart, walking uprightly before me, considering the end of your salvation, doing all things with prayer and thanksgiving, that ye may not be seduced by evil spirits, or doctrines of devils, or the commandments of men, for some are of men, and others of devils. 9. For verily I say unto you, they are given for the benefit of those who love me and keep all my commandments, and him that seeketh so to do, that all may be benefited that seek or that ask of me, that ask and not for a sign, that they may consume it upon their lusts. 30. And he that asketh in the Spirit asketh according to the will of God, wherefore it is done even as he asketh. 31. And again I say unto you, all things must be done in the name of Christ, whatsoever you do in the Spirit. Scriptures relating to the Scripture chain, gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. 2. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. 3. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. 5. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. 6. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man, to profit withal. 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. 9. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. 10. To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. 11. But all these worketh at one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. 12. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Moroni chapter 10, verses 8 through 18. 18. And again I exhort you, my brethren, that ye deny not the gifts of God, for they are many, and they come from the same God. And there are different ways that these gifts are administered, but it is the same God who worketh all in all, and they are given by the manifestation to the Spirit of God unto men to profit them. 9. For behold, to one is given by the Spirit of God, that he may teach the word of wisdom. 10. And to another, that he may teach the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. 11. And to another exceedingly great faith, and to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. 12. And again to another, that he may work mighty miracles. 13. And again to another, that he may prophesy concerning all things. 14. And again to another, the beholding of angels and ministering spirits. 15. And again to another, all kinds of tongues. 16. And again to another, the interpretation of languages and of divers kinds of tongues. 17. And all these gifts come by the Spirit of Christ, and they come unto every man severally according as he will. 18. And I would exhort you, my beloved brethren, that you remember that every good gift cometh of Christ. Also refer to Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verses 11 through 33. The seventh article of faith. We believe in the gift of tongues, prophecy, revelation, visions, healing, interpretation of tongues, and so forth. End of the scriptures relating to topic number 15. End of topic 15, Seek ye earnestly the best gifts.